Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-o! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The amazing drama you're about to see is a matter of human record.
Y'all, welcome back to Twig After Dark. Holy shit, we have brought the show back from the dead. I am one of your hosts on this merry ride into insanity, dark depravity, and oddly erotic. I'm Mike the Birdman Dog, but I'm joined with
Alex.
And of course, my compatriot who's eating a piece of pizza,
Mr. Christopher.
Oh, yeah, After Dark means.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Laid back After Dark.
Oh yeah, this is the Twig show where we're going to take things into a different direction. It used to be us telling stories that were maybe not so PC, and maybe we'll bring that aspect back. But for now, we're doing something a little bit different, a little bit naughty, if you will. And I'm sitting in my apartment with two men, and I don't know how to put this.
We're about to watch porn.
Yeah.
Sort of.
We're 14 years old again.
No, it's 70s erotic cinema.
Oh, we're going to dress
well,
it up.
Well, I guess it's 1980. But
1980 was still in the 70s.
I guess it's probably best for me to explain what's going on.
Yes.
What are you listening to here?
What the hell are we doing here?
So, in my exploits contacting different companies, I got the opportunity to review a bunch of genre films, like horror. Yeah. Horror, sci-fi, B-movie slashers from a company called Vinegar Syndrome. Now, they do a lot of the film restoration and archival services for other companies out there, like Arrow Films. You've seen us do a few things for our other companies as well, usually in more independent cinema. They also do a great job of putting a lot of special features together for said cinema. Well, one of the things that they specialize in is restoring, I guess for lack of a better term, old pornos. But not pornos like you'd think as far as the 80s and 90s video cassette porns where it's just like sex scene after sex scene after sex scene. No, back from the golden age of porn when porn movies were actual films presented as art house pictures with basically you'd have a drama story and it would have actual sex in it. So think like your Debbie Does Dallas sort of thing. Now, that's not part of their package. I looked. Otherwise, I would have requested that one for reviewing. That would have been hilarious. And I said, you know what? Why don't we throw a bunch of these together if you're shipping me stuff already, and we'll see if we can do something with this review-wise, because they said, you know, that might be a good idea, because they don't get a lot of coverage of that, because it's not something somebody normally does on a podcast. They're not going to be reviewing necessarily pornography. But we're doing this with a bit of a twist. These are all films that were in theatrical releases. So this is something where, not just a porn theater, you could have gone to a regular movie theater at like midnight or 1 in the morning, certain, you know, maybe Friday or Saturday nights, and have seen these. So they're all from the golden age of porn.
You know, you go to a theater now that has multiple theaters.
Yeah.
And you're watching a movie and you feel like the theater next to you has some loud bassy sound.
Yeah.
Like a big rumble. Can you imagine that back then?
Yeah, well, or
you're, like, you're in the middle of watching, like, I don't know, Star Wars episode 4 or 5, and you just hear loud moaning beside you.
Well, and it was the kind of thing where, you know, some theaters, it would have like, oh, it's a twin screen theater, or had 3 screens. And one was that little tiny theater around the corner where they show the movies that are like 3 weeks out of normal order. Like it's left normal theaters and goes there. That's probably the screen it would have been on. You know, the one that only had 50 seats in it, sort of thing. And for some reason, they're doubly spaced. It's that sort of deal. So what we're doing here is we're not watching it and being like, hey, let's all watch porn together. We're going to watch this for the acting. We're going to be... riff tracking, if you will, the
MST3K stuff.
Yeah, the performances, because remember, these were marketed as real movies, real films. This is I'm going to see an adult film.
Yes, and one of the important things to remember about this is we're looking, as Al said, at the movies, the behind the scenes drama or anything. None of that. We are in this purely for what this is. It's a movie.
Yes, and then at the end we'll talk about any special features, because they put a lot of special features on a lot of these releases. Some of these are remastered. Some of these are not remastered, as in lots of digital noise reduction or cleaning up, but just the fact that they're archived and scanned at 2 or 4K.
Yeah.
So through the magic of
digital post-production.
Digital post-production and the fast-forward button, we are going to be reviewing this without any of the actual sex involved. Oh, my.
Yeah, I know.
So,
it's weird.
So we may lose plot points, and it's possible. Well, we're losing a lot of points. So basically, here's an idea. A movie will probably go from being, you know, an hour and a half long to maybe about a half hour or so without any of those scenes. So what we're going to do is we're going to click play, watch, and sort of review and riff as we go. And then we'll decide at the end what we thought of the movie.
So what is the film we're going to be watching today?
Tonight we are doing the is it a cult classic if it's one of the most famous pornos ever made? Probably not. I guess it's a classic?
Yeah, it's a classic.
Okay, so we are doing Taboo, which is a tale of incest. Oh boy.
Man, we're starting this off on a strong note.
I guess the original MILF film.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
My MILF, like.
do you guys want to hold hands while we watch?
No.
You sure?
No, my hands will be busy.
Both hands? You need both hands busy? Good for you.
I'm so proud.
Okay. All right.
So without any further ado, we're going to hit play on our good old Blu-ray player.
And we'll start watching.
Everybody knows. Oh, goodness.
Man has a Burt Reynolds mustache.
Everybody has a Burt
Reynolds
mustache.
Looks like Tom Selleck.
This is 1980, by
the
way.
Look at that headboard. That's actually looks like something out of like the little fucking
Look at that head.
Taboo. Oh, boy.
That lamp looks terrifying. Somebody's pretty
Copyright,
happy.
Copyright, 1980. Yeah. I was born a year later.
I love the logo just slowly creeping.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, saw a boob.
Oh, saw a boob. Wait.
Look at that 80s hair.
That's pretty good.
Silk nightgown.
Can I make a confession?
What?
I've seen this a lot before. Back in high school, man, tracking down tapes. I might have found it in a box in the woods or something. Who knows? Woods porn.
Forest porn.
You can turn it up a bit if you want.
I wouldn't want to miss anything important.
He's so angry.
Oh, well, she doesn't want to do it in the dark. Or doesn't want to do it in the light.
Just because I don't like to do it with the light on. Is that any reason for you to leave? Yeah.
I'm actually probably going to learn a lot, because last time I saw this back in high school, I mean,
you only see the same scene every time.
You're watching the opposite scene.
I saw the same 5 minutes probably 200 times.
Wow, I've listened for 5 minutes. Look at you showing up.
Exposition theater, folks.
Listen, tell Paul tomorrow, and if he wants to, he can live with me and
Is he going to do up his belt at some time here?
You know what the scary thing is?
You haven't done up your belt.
Big hands, yes.
Okay, guys, look how freakishly long his arms are.
You know what else is kind of scary? He looks a lot like my dad.
Suddenly this guy.
Sting. Why is Sting in this?
Why is that man shirtless?
Why is that man, like, 4 years younger than her?
I had that coffee pot when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah, I think everybody's grandma did, too. he's not trying that hard at acting.
This is that wallpaper is interesting.
She's actually acting somewhat.
You know, his hair is kind of like a molded helmet.
Why does he look like he belongs in Star Wars?
I want to transfer my application to the Academy this year.
Oh, but I want the tossy station and some power converters and milk.
Boobies. She has gigantic natural boobs. Gigantic.
She is pretty for a woman of her time.
Oh, so
these scene transitions are really
just very abrupt. Is this you editing?
It's a little magic of fast forward and a little bit of magic of Alex found the made some bookmarks in it that it jumps to.
Thank you, because I don't want to mess with that program.
Oh, we have avoided a fair amount of sex already.
Oh wow,
startling. Oh, there's three people in a bed.
You can do a lot of bookmarking with Blu-ray.
See, that's what I love about Blu-ray software. If you don't want to use their bookmarks, you can make your own.
Three naked people.
Yeah, so this was fairly hard to edit around as far as putting my bookmarks in. Why, porno? Why?
Oh, there's a bear boobie.
That's okay. Bear boobs appear in rated R movies from that time period and now.
This is the first time I can remember seeing a child in a porno.
Yeah.
Just in the background.
Yeah, okay, going in circles. To be clear for people listening, not in the porno.
No. He's on a bicycle in the background.
Fully clothed. Fully clothed. Just not part bicycle. Of the main plot here.
I hope not.
And her friend is in bed with her boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm assuming. There's an Asian lover in the middle, apparently.
Oh dear.
How exotic.
Well, it's 1980, it kind of was,
that's
I guess.
What I mean. For
film at the time.
Lunch buggy.
Well, now she's sitting down doing the crossword.
Sudoku.
That was amazing.
Yes. It is an abrupt jump so that we avoided sex.
Comedic timing.
So far her acting's pretty good for a porno.
Yeah, she's pretty solid actually.
I can see why she's the star.
Mind you, I don't know how riveting you can make a Sudoku puzzle.
They didn't have Sudoku.
It's probably
like
a crossword.
It's probably
at the
time. Crossword. Yeah.
Word search.
Oh, look, Help Wanted.
And Guillermo David.
I like the cars. You know,
it's amazing how you can date a film by the cars that are in.
I think this is San Francisco because it's supposed to be LA.
It looks like
but
Village of the Damned. What? That John Carpenter movie.
I mean, for considering this
that
is
that car
a,
just
this,
went over the curb.
Yeah, considering this is a blue. Well, they didn't clearly section off the road. That has to be San Francisco. It can't be L.A. because just the way it looks.
We have a pier. Focus.
Oh, soft focus. You know what? I've seen some issues with the print, but overall, considering that it's a porno, how it's aged in 38 years.
One thing I kind of wish I'd thought about is turning on the subtitles, but I can't reach the remote, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sound design is
and I'm not
rough.
Even sure if subtitles are on this.
Dog.
Puppy! That dog
hey,
is
hey, look at their filming.
What are those two pretty ladies talking about?
Well, one anyway.
She needs a new guy.
I'm celibate now.
No, she's not.
How abrupt. She just called her old.
Right to her face. What a bitch.
Slap her. Eat her
Are you kidding? If you're over 25, they won't even look at you. I couldn't even get a job as a hooker.
I couldn't even get a job as a hooker. Yes, you could.
You don't really get a job as a hooker. You just go.
It's kind of a self-starting, motivating business.
I guess the pimps were accepting resumes then.
Yeah. We're going to need a cover letter from you.
And three references.
What kind of job experience do you have?
Well,
2 years hand, 3 years blow.
You can probably turn it up a little bit, too, so we can get a little clearer dialogue. Because it's in mono. And his office is just a few blocks away. At least it used to be.
Long pause. Dramatic.
Well. Oh, boy.
Oh,
she's going to have a fish today.
Because it reminds her of Evelyn.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's subtle.
If it tastes like fish, you've got a problem.
Oh, my God. What is he doing to her legs?
When was the Battle of Hastings?
66. I thought it'd be 69.
You know, the amount of times I've seen that set up, whereas if you get the questions right, you can fuck me. I never bothered
it's
to try
trope.
This in high school.
I think it was always in pornos. It was never really a real thing.
I'm impressed he can talk right now.
There's nothing really happening.
Oh boy!
It's a popsicle.
My parents had that recliner.
And
those pants are very tight on him. Oh! Nothing happened at all.
What's this thing on the couch? Oh God!
The couch looks like it's been
oh
well
my God,
used.
Panties. I'm going to hide them because I'm ashamed of the panties on the thing.
Yeah, he's still a dickhole. Those are some bell bottoms.
Well, yeah. Why does he look like he's going to hang out in
his
the basement?
His head looks like it's the wrong shape or size or something.
He looks like the long-lost
friend. I mean the one
friend.
On his shoulders, you pervert.
Oh!
What in the actual fuck?
Now he just locked with his mom.
Wow, okay.
Okay, there's taboo, and then there's what in the actual
They
fuck?
Did that, they just kissed, and then they're just going on with their conversation. Like,
and she's just like, well, let's just ignore this and move on.
Although her response seemed genuine, like, almost
like holy crap,
what the fuck is happening? You know what it looks like, though? He belongs hanging out with Hyde and the gang in the basement. You're like, so what did you do today, Paul? I fucked my
naked
mom.
Art on the wall.
I made out with my mom. Oh, God.
And Kelso's like, hooray!
That's what he looks like. Kelso and Hyde mixed together.
This bizarre genetic hybrid.
That Webster's Dictionary is the exact same one that was in every school.
This guy looks like the
Whiteout.
Evil billionaire bad guy.
Oh my God,
Whiteout. James Bond movie.
Oh yeah, Whiteout. That's something I don't think we use anymore.
No, not really.
Well, then again, also electric typewriter.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the more significant advancement. I'm pretty sure Whiteout still exists.
I was going to say, yeah, that not an electric typewriter as in one with an electric screen that you type first. Like No, sorry. That was the word processor. I forgot that was the thing existing.
I used to have one of those as a kid.
A word processor? This is an electric typewriter.
My parents
in that,
had one of these, the electric typewriter.
In that everything moves on it, so you don't have to put as much effort in moving it around.
Yeah, electric in the same way that there's power steering in cars.
Yeah. You still have to feed the paper in, but it did it on its own as far as...
Yeah, it does a lot of the heavy lifting.
You know what I've noticed about the lead actress? Because of the way... And this isn't, like, a criticism of how she looks. It's just something I just noticed. She looks permanently mad because of her eyebrows.
Yeah,
she kind of does.
I can see what you mean.
Yeah, she just... Why are you so mad?
Wait, what?
That is sexual abuse.
That is not okay.
Her boss just grabbed her boobs.
Is Jerry raping you? What? What?
Is Jerry raping you?
And it's
she
so casual.
So excited.
I does he have his cock out?
I would never have thought this of you. After all the years we've known each other, too.
Oh, Christ, Father. I don't know what came over.
How do you apologize for that? You don't!
It's 1980.
Maybe you should let go of her hand.
I'd be more worried about, please don't call the fucking police.
A sad thing about that time, oh, they wouldn't have believed her.
God.
Yeah.
At the time. Remember, 1980, 38 years ago, a lot has changed.
He looks like he belongs in a... He's a creepy sitcom character.
He looks like one of the kids from The Sandlot, only old. And way before The Sandlot.
Is he raping you? Jesus fucking Christ.
Holy crap.
And then she's like,
give me details.
Yeah.
Is it wrong that I find her friend kind of hot?
Her friend, the blonde?
Yeah.
Not this one.
No.
No. The first scene, like, I don't know. She's got kind of that innocent curiosity about
yeah.
it.
Oh,
except
boy.
For the whole raping thing.
He just grabbed his crotch in the most classic... like cowboy crotch grab ever.
Hell yeah, cowboy.
Oh, okay. This one revolved around having a lot of bookmarks.
Oh boy, this must have been fun for you.
No, bookmarking it all and setting it up for us. We just lost about 20 minutes.
Wow.
Wow, that's disturbing.
Jump forward. Hello. Boobies. Hello, boobies.
I think what I like about this lead actress is I like how she has a very commanding presence on screen.
Yeah, she actually feels like she is an actress. She's not just there because
she's not just a pretty face.
Yeah, she's not just a porno.
And this is remember the first. This is the first generation of adult film actresses. The ones like I mean you had
like
them.
True,
you had them in like the late 60s, early 70s, but they weren't really actresses. They were just people willing to be filmed. Mm-hmm. So from like 74 to like 84. It was the first gen, like the golden age stuff. So these are people that wanted to be a film actress.
And this was just their way in.
Yeah.
Because, hey, people forget people like, you know, Stallone started in stag films.
Exactly. So it was a viable thing in the 70s to do, to get into acting.
Yeah, whatever gets your face on camera.
That's just watching his face for like 30 seconds.
Sorry, this kid is discount Sting, and it creeps me out.
It's
I will kill
on.
Him.
I will fight you. He's Michael Shannon.
God. Oh, it's so pretty.
I will tell
this
you
book
this.
Will save me.
In the amount of times I have been an adult,
yeah.
I have never heard anybody say, oh, I'm so horny. Because it sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's very disingenuous.
Oh, I'm so horny.
I say, I have to have a bit of the horns.
Honey, I'm sorry I didn't fix that
with you. Sir, Mom, I'm studying hard.
Oh, ho.
Well, I guess you won't be getting home
so
pretty late, huh? Probably will be pretty late. Now, you two don't work too hard. Well, have a good time. Thank you.
Now back to fuck couch.
I don't know if his girlfriend has a name.
I don't think so, no. It always bothered me how chicks in these movies wore high heels. Because they're so awkward to walk around in.
It has to be.
Don't ask me how I know.
Don't. Well,
at least they're driving at night. It's not a day for night scene.
Yeah. You Super Mario looking motherfucker.
He is really cranking on that steering wheel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's nighttime, but they are not driving.
Look convincing. Okay, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. And this car's just going in a perfectly straight line.
Wait a minute, number. It's before power steering, so maybe.
Maybe, okay.
Just trust old Charlie.
No,
anybody,
do not want.
Anybody under the age of 70 that says old in their name, don't trust them at all.
Anyone who says trust me, don't trust.
And yeah, it's a swingers party. I love that music.
Holy
though.
70s. Is that Jesus?
This is 70s Jesus.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that beverage.
Looks like a shop teacher from my high school.
Close up angle to show awkwardness.
That is some blonde hair for that man.
It's a lot of naked art on the walls in this film.
I'm rocking out to this jam, though.
I also love early 70s porno music. Or, sorry, 70s porno music.
You know how I've always come on to women by grabbing their throat.
Suit yourself, baby. You can just sit here and wait for me.
You can just sit here and wait for me?
Well, then.
I really like the song. I'm not even joking.
You should turn it into a
rock.
Creative bookmarking. She's so lonely.
Well, a bunch of stuff happened.
And she really did hang out and wait for him.
Well, one of the things that I bookmarked out was a human Ouroboros... Fuck the human centipede. This was a circle of people all connected from
Holy
mouth
purple.
To back end.
I want to follow the mouth purple chicken, the guy in the cowboy hat. They have an interesting story.
Oh, they did. They were part of the circle. It's not a circle jerk. It's just
a circle.
It's member Ouroboros, the dragon.
The self-devouring snake.
Yes, that's pretty much it.
And some snakes and some devouring,
I won't be tweeting it out. I will not have a, because if I try to censor that picture, it's just entirely black.
It's just a,
just gonna be nothing but smiling
it's
faces.
Just a black circle. It's completely censored by her.
Well, we have a little jump cuts here and there, a little bit of jump bookmarks. Oh,
party on.
You know those videos you see?
I also like this music.
There's a lot of videos out there where it's just edited, so it's just the when they inhale as they're talking, and it just makes you anxious because it's.
Yeah.
That's what that scene felt like for me.
Uh oh.
What are you doing?
Uh oh.
Don't you do it.
Uh oh.
Uh-oh, the look in her eyes.
Dreams.
There's a look in her eyes.
No, back, no.
You're not supposed to do that, it's taboo.
Go lie down.
Oh, that's where they get the title.
Oh my god. Apparently UCLA.
Oh, nothing happened.
Boom.
It's morning, and he woke up, it was nothing. It was nothing happened at all.
It was all just a dream.
Yeah.
That man stretches is like that. Thin.
It also involved absolutely no body hair. No hair that Alex can never unsee when bookmarking. I will say one thing. Even back in the late 70s, early 80s, the guys were generally in pretty good shape.
What we did was terribly wrong. We'll talk about it tonight when I get home. Love?
How does one talk about that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm surprised? I'm surprised there is an entire subgenre of porno for that.
In fact, it's very large.
It's weird.
Looking up this movie, it's very large. A sizable portion of pornography is that category. He looks like a pharmacist. That's what it is.
You're right.
An evil
You're right, he does.
He's not evil.
Maybe a little. Yeah,
I forgot what he did like 2 minutes earlier.
That was oh so exciting.
It's not the kind of conversation you want to have on the office phone.
Oh, look, there's an old cool adding machine.
Taka.
What's wrong? Nothing.
Considering what you just did yesterday, you should just keep your distance, buddy.
You, sir, need to respect my personal space.
You will not survive today.
They said as long as they've known each other. It sounds like maybe they knew each other since high school. I don't think it's explicitly stated, but he said it for as long as we've known each other.
Yeah, they have a long-standing relationship of some kind.
Maybe if it was before this, like platonic or something.
Yeah.
I still think he looks like a Miami Vice bad guy.
Yeah. I keep looking in the background for one of these actors to be somebody famous like Eric Roberts before they got famous. Be like, oh God, just like how Jeff Goldblum was in the original Death Wish as one of the thugs that...
I did not know that.
He's one of the main thugs that rapes and murders the...
Charles Bronson's wife.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, big mistake, if you didn't know, from that movie. Oh. It was a big mistake because Charles Bronson kills everybody. Hence Death Wish.
Charles Bronson's a fucking badass.
I miss his movies. I miss him. So, nobody... I always like looking in this movies to see what the cost of, like, food is. Like, was it, like, quarter for a hot dog?
It's a clown.
Why is it a clown?
Oh,
it's a
God.
Clown.
Let me tell you, in a movie called Taboo, I did not expect to see friggin' balloon animals.
Or can you smell the alcohol on that clown's breath from here?
God, I hate my life.
Oh, now we're on a scenic tour.
Of San Francisco.
Yeah, look at the hills of San Francisco for sure.
Come on, what, dirty
Why
dirty
do we have
Callahan.
A Bond theme now? It's a Bond theme.
This is very strange.
This is like For Your Eyes Only. Also, is that Richard Hatch that just walked by?
I thought so too! Starbuck!
We got a little Battlestar going on here. That actually was, he could have just been walking through for whatever reason.
Mr. Hatcher in my shot.
Really playing up Chinatown here.
Oh, they're jaywalking. Chinatown Wax Museum.
What could possibly be in
Trademark.
It's the Wax Museum? They didn't actually go in because they didn't get permission, obviously. There's no way they got permission to film the streets because they didn't close anything off. There's people staring
Why
into
is there
the camera.
A camera? Why are they filming us? I don't know.
I look at the one chick just kind of shaking her head like, all right, the fuck?
It's really weird. Why? Just smile and look like...
That's why they didn't film it in New York, because if they did, somebody would have said, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Get out of here!
You got a permit for that?
Do I look like I got candy? No? Then why are your eyes all up in my face for? That's why. It's also why they didn't do Philly.
I will say, it's very prettily shot, actually.
And that's the thing. It was from that era of you tried to make a real movie.
Art came like first
if you,
and then sex
here's the thing,
was
if you
injected.
Took out the actual sex out of this, but kept the scenes where the sex would be in, maybe... But
yeah, make it more implied.
In a more tasteful way. This could have been a traumatic thriller sort of expose on that lifestyle. And I think that's what they're going for here.
Only, they dropped her glasses.
Only a lot of pumping.
You know, she's awful forgiving for what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she did just fuck her kid. So I don't know if...
Maybe she's got
so
some
succinctly.
Perversion issues.
She was just like, you came out of mommy, now come in over mommy.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
I brought you into this world.
She's probably thinking, well, if I have sex with my son, is that just like masturbation, but after the fact?
It's just like giving birth to him over and over again.
Gross.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, buddy. Twig after dark.
Twig has gone too far.
We can't go too far.
You know me, good guy, Morgan. Let's go in.
He got a butt chin.
Since I've seen Paul. I'd like to see him again.
No, Jerry, not tonight. Let's meet a very sweet guy, and I had a wonderful time today.
She looks very sweaty.
It's probably very hot.
Yeah, it's probably very warm.
Everyone's just
also,
glossy.
Also, remember, too, this is before they had perfected
Foundation.
A lot of the makeup stuff. So, yes, they would have had a makeup artist, but I don't think they would have done the certain effects. Also, remember, this is on a Blu-ray. Yes, it's been touched up, but You would have seen it in a theater where it was a little more blurry. The prints would have been
Everyone's
a little different.
Shining.
So far, we haven't seen like any boom mics or anything pop into place.
No, that part, I will admit, the actual cinematography is adequate.
Look, they got tracking shots and everything.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we see a dick. Well, that was hard to bookmark.
That's quite a tracking shot.
It's the third fucking arm.
It was lovely, though. Holding my darling boy in my arms again.
What?
What? No!
Holding my darling boy in my quote-unquote arms.
Lady, you need to see a therapist.
But it was so wrong.
Okay, so it was so wrong.
His nose is weird. His nostrils go up too high.
I don't trust his...
I want it to happen again. No, Paul, don't.
The law has a dirty word for this.
Don't say it.
No. It's you. And it's me and that's Paul. Paul, I'm talking about incest.
Oh,
insects. No.
Oh, nothing happened, apparently.
And back to San Francisco.
Talking about incest, but that's all they're doing. They're just talking.
There was a...
Having a very involved conversation.
There was no extended 20-minute scene that we happened to miss due to bookmarking.
Not at all.
Cigarette burn.
Oh, you just saw that's where the film reel changed.
Barbara. Where's the second one?
It was already probably when they opened the door.
Oh, okay. They always come in twos.
Oh, the rise of the Moo Moo.
But it's okay.
Is that how women always talk to each other? It's spread eagle.
You can almost see something.
She's got those chipmunk teeth that I like. You what?
I kind of did something illegal in many states.
Just a
many,
little.
Many,
I may have committed a federal crime.
That's one of those all states thing, I believe.
I don't know. Maybe in the South?
No, it's probably pretty illegal there, too.
Paul, are you telling me that you fucked your son?
Oh, she's supposed to go touch yourself.
And all of a sudden, we're just somewhere else.
Nothing happened.
No, no. Oh my.
Yeah, like Paul's gonna care. Nobody fucks my mom but me.
Paul strikes me as the jealous type.
Yes, didn't I tell you?
This can only end tragically.
No, Jerry, it didn't. It must be lovely.
I want Paul to flip the table and beat the
also,
fuck out of Jerry.
Also, that's a really elaborate table with like wrought iron casting flowers on the side, and they're using like a dollar store picnic tablecloth with the plastic on top that you use in the kids' table.
It doesn't actually quite fit properly. They got it because they wanted it to fit the whole table, but they realized it wouldn't actually work, so they had to turn it diagonally so it'll go
yeah,
over all four sides.
Pretty much. Oh no, Paul's left.
Oh
yeah, because
he's
supposed
God,
to,
it's even
so
worse.
He's supposed to be underage too. I thought he was studying for college.
I thought he wasn't wearing
pants. I know. I was like, what the fuck?
I just remember the 70s had short shorts.
Oh, those Adidas tennis short shorts. Oh, good God.
That is.
Wait, is he just wearing
speedo
underwear?
I think it's a speedo.
Do not fuck on the mashed potatoes.
He was just in the pool. He was just in the pool.
Okay. Well, there's a reason.
I've always been in love with you.
Especially when I raped you.
Almost. Oh, and now she wants
one could argue that what he did was...
Oh, but she needs the wine.
I only like you when I'm drunk.
Trip and fall.
Yeah, that would be a stain you can never get out.
Very brave of her to have red wine on
white
sheets.
You can put the glass of wine on it.
They didn't exist.
I feel like if you put your head against that headboard, you could cause some significant injury.
Yeah, I'm scared of that.
As someone with poor coordination. Unless it's, like, unless it's not actually like metal and it's like a poofy fabric that's really gross. Like those toilet seats that they used to have.
I can feel that now.
Okay.
You're sitting and it goes...
And sexy music.
$10 says he's incredibly hairy. Oh my god.
That's a lot of that. He has more hair on his back than I do on my whole body.
He's saber-tooth.
Here's a picture of a wine glass. Because of the implication.
I feel the same way about me that I feel about you. You know I want to marry you, honey.
That's rather fast.
Yeah, holy crap.
Jerry may be very happy, but please don't rush me.
Rushing is an understatement.
I'd be kind of grossed out if a chick played with my chest hair.
I would not be. That's okay. Go right ahead, ladies.
My life is my life.
Although, if your back is that hairy and it's like you've got like back cowlicks because the hair
swirls.
Do
you remember that scene from Malcolm in the Middle where he's standing the kids
in
the white sheet?
Man, and it's over.
Well, then, I was expecting more.
Well, there's probably more you could have seen. Vinegar syndrome in the end. So, yeah.
That was a thing.
With it all bookmarked up, an hour and 28 minute movie is 32 minutes and 58 seconds.
Wow.
Of non-sex related plot.
So I have to say, I don't think I've ever seen the end of a porn movie before.
It just happened.
Lots of beginnings.
So, I mean, there's plot that we might have missed, and I'm pretty sure we did, that would have happened during the scenes, but this is at a time when a lot of things would get spliced and cut and like split screened, or the exposition will happen while there's a dick in a hand or something. And that was the rule, is we try to avoid all sex if possible, except for boobs.
Yeah, we didn't see any sex.
We did see a dinker for a little bit.
Yeah, we saw
there was
a
some
dingle.
Implied, it was basically first scene, a little bit of head being given, but it was all the softcore variety where you couldn't actually
all in
see
black
anything.
Silhouette, yeah.
It's nothing you could... Actually, hell, I've seen... You can see dick in a rated R movie now.
This was nothing you wouldn't see on the Baby Blue movie on City TV.
Which is a little piece of Canadiana, which we've talked about on the show a number of times.
And that aired, like, Saturday nights? Friday nights? Friday nights at midnight. So, and that was TV in the 90s. So, it's nothing worse than that. So... That being said, I can tell you what I was working with when I was trying to make my my placeholders for where we would watch. There's a lot of sex that was cut. A lot. Basically, it looks like about a third of the movie was plot and exposition to move the story forward, and then two-thirds was sex. Which, I guess that makes sense.
It does. The real focus of the movie is supposed to be about the sex, and it's a pornographic film. The extra third there is to give it its artistic elements so it still falls under the right category. That being said, the art that they put into it, pretty good for what it is.
Yeah, I would say the acting, for the most part, some people were a little more off than others.
Yeah, not everyone
good
was,
old Charlie.
Was grade A, but
oh,
the
has,
cinematography, I liked the camera angles they were using. They actually used some videography tricks. During the scene where there was the orgy in the other room, they used certain camera angles that are used to convey anxiety. And it worked
down
really
her,
well.
Yeah. To make her feel small.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the audio, this is at a time when audio in most films wasn't even stereo, so there wasn't going to be a lot of sound staging in this. It was pretty straightforward.
I like a lot of the supporting cast.
Well,
I like the best friend of Barbara.
Because she's a deviant.
She's cute.
Because she's a super deviant.
She's a super deviant, and I think she was funny. Genuinely funny.
Oh, yeah. And,
like,
and,
you fucked your son?
And then she goes to do the deed.
You fucked your son, and she's just like, I'm wet.
Oh, yes. This is that's my fetish.
Is he raping you?
Does he have his cock out?
The way she said it was hilarious.
Now, Paul the son, I figured out finally what it is. He looks like Hyde from That 70s Show mixed with Peter Lorre, the actor's eyes. His eyes were trying to get away from him like a frog who's been squeezed too hard and the eyes keep popping out. It's like,
I'm going to have sex with you, Barbara.
Yeah, or no, I know what it is now. It's Peter Lorre. It's Hyde mixed with Steve Buscemi. If Steve Buscemi had a monstrous hog.
Hey, we don't know.
We saw one.
Oh,
that
we
was
did?
His,
oh,
that was his hog on
shit.
The
shit. Okay.
That was 3 seconds on
my mom.
It's, no, no, I mean Steve Buscemi.
No, Steve Buscemi. I've not seen Steve Buscemi's
That's
hog.
My point is we don't know.
No. If Steve Buscemi had a hog, we would know. I think the people would know by now.
I feel like that'd be only fair to Steve Buscemi.
No, this guy had a full-fledged, Alf stuffed animal underneath there.
Got cat.
Oh, my God.
And so much man hair. There's so much man hair in this movie.
Yeah, and before Manscaped was
I'm
then.
I'm traumatized.
Before surfers were a thing in
porno. I didn't know you could have, like, tufts of hair on the dick shaft growing out of the dick shaft.
I'm glad I missed that part.
Yeah,
You did.
I do not envy you
for setting this up for everybody. There was so much hair. And it's like, I don't have a problem with people being natural. But pick people that... Like, he was fucking Sasquatch boy. Sasquatch Peter Lorre-eye motherfucker. No.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. It's not okay. It's like...
Oh, here's a Bob's Burgers song like now. It's not okay.
Think about it, Michael. It's like, oh, I'm going to get a street hot dog, and you bite into it, and there's just cat fur all over your hot dog. That's basically what it was. It's like, no! I feel bad for you people that had to be in scenes with him. So that's that. That's
so, yeah.
Pretty much that. That's that. As far as special features go, they included multiple...
commentaries?
Multiple commentaries, which I listened to one full commentary, which was the new one produced with Kay Parker, the lead actress, the mom. That was recorded this past year. She's like 73 or something like that. She has no qualms doing the interview with it and everything. And what I was doing was, because I was like, I don't really want to watch the whole movie while this happens. I just turned the TV off and was going about doing other work for the show while I listened to the audio commentary, which was hilarious, occasionally hearing, in the background, or like a major thrust, like, oh, fuck, I'm going to come. Like, hearing that, and then just hearing her talk, she'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember. I was very attracted to him. And it's like hearing your grandma talk.
Oh, yes, but, just sending
but she does give a lot of insight, basically, into the history of the film, as well as the director and the producer. Now, here's the thing. It was produced and written by a woman.
Really?
Yes, the whole series, or at least the first four or five pictures were. In the series. This ran for like 23 movies. The first four of which went to have theatrical releases.
Was it?
Which we'll be doing as part of the series.
Was it still a continuing story?
The first three are.
Interesting.
And then I don't believe it is. She's in the second one for sure. And then they expand, add more people. Ron Jeremy shows up in one of them. So I'll be very happy
Excellent.
To see a familiar
so
face.
So the taboo expanded universe.
Yes. pretty much. Universe. Pretty much. And then they add people like Ginger Lynn and that. Like people that you'll start to know names of. Because with 1980, a lot of these actresses and actors are from the 70s, where we don't really know a lot of those people. They didn't really go beyond the early 80s when the porn craze hit its stride. Whereas by like 82, 83, you start to see people like John Holmes is gone out of these ones. At this point, he's winding down his career. But that's where you start to see people like Ron Jeremy, people who we know. Like Ron Jeremy is a household name today,
yeah.
As like a general mainstream celebrity. So he gets his start in these sorts of films early on. So she talks about a lot about the industry there in that commentary. There's another commentary she did for a previous DVD release in 2006. There's also a commentary with the director and the writer, archival, it says from the DVD that was released in 2006, I believe. And there's a theatrical trailer for it. There's... The box art is reversible. The outside box art is what you'd see as a poster for the theater, where it's just sort of silhouettes black and it doesn't show anything, because this would have been potentially displayed in a normal theater.
Mm-hmm.
And the insert is the reversible cover is the porno tape, which is like incest written right all over it. and it's just people fucking all over the cover. I'm like, yeah, that's a VHS tape from...
Straight out of a magazine from the 90s.
Yeah, so there's that. There's... Not much of it, but there's about three or four commentary tracks. And then there was an interview from 2006 from that DVD release with Kay Parker, the actress, just an in-person interview. So I can't think of a lot of adult films that get released on video that have those sorts of special features put on them. Like, you might get ones more recent, like if they're huge budget ones or those parody ones, but not a lot in this classic, I say in quotes, classic art cinema time period. So... Vinegar Syndrome is doing a pretty good job of putting these things out.
Yeah, I would say from an artistic and cinematic standpoint, movies like this, think of what you will of pornography, they are important to the sexual revolution.
And cinema itself.
Yeah, cinema itself. So they do, their merits may be debatable, but their impact is not.
And as a piece of cinema history, it's an important, significant picture because, at least in freedom of speech, too, this is not something you might have been able to even make a few years earlier.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were able to do this in an adult film means that the topic of incest net can be taken into a more mainstream Hollywood movie in years to come later on and taken seriously.
Yeah, because I know there are mainstream Hollywood movies that do deal with it.
Yeah, so this is, it's always like, they take the step forward, the great leap, and then it gets refined with something else after. So I'd say it's an entertaining film. It's something, you're not buying this to watch with the kids.
Yeah, no. I should hope not. Unless you're that kid on the bicycle, you go, that's me!
Yeah, that kid biked the other fucking way. He peaced out.
But check out Vinegar Syndrome on Twitter and on their website, vinegarsyndrome.com. And from there, you can buy directly from them. A lot of these releases you can buy on Amazon, or I'm assuming if it's the adult films like this, you can pick it up at some adult film stores. But for the most part, buy it through them. Because
buy it direct.
They do ship direct, and when you buy over a certain amount, you can get like reductions on shipping costs and everything. So there's a lot more there. And I'd say that's probably going to be it for tonight with this. We're gonna have a lot to think about.
Nothing taboo, though.
I'm not putting Paul anywhere near my mom. Just saying. On that note, fuck Paul, but good old Charlie seemed like a nice guy. All right. So
Paul got fucked a lot.
Yeah, he gets a lot, man. A lot.
For that, we have been Twig After Dark. I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd, joined with
Mr. Christopher.
And our host for this merry bit of madness,
Alex.
We'll be back, guys, for another Twig After Dark, where we take a look at yet something else fucked up, deranged, but probably worth your money.
We're disturbed.
Dr. Estranged.
We'll talk to you all soon. Bye, guys.
Oh, this is hot scissoring. Oh, scissor me timbers.
Okay, so that was Taboo. Quite a bit of a romp, I think, for everybody here. And what we've got coming up next week, or next episode for you, is Sex World. I guess it's like Westworld. I have no idea. We have no idea going into it. But we think it's maybe like Westworld. If not, who knows? Probably. Anyway, we've got Sex World. All I know is it has a theme song. When was the last time you heard a porno had a theme song? You're going to have to listen to that next week.
Okay, son, now you're starting to scare the viewers.
Just act normal.
I'd ask you to do the same, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Why are there so many ostriches?
But you have a game that is dipped in the
ropey, thick, window cocking.
So, guys, we'll be right back right here on This Week in Geek, only on thisweekingeek.net and many other sites where I syndicate this crap, because I'm a media slut.
I like turtles.
Loose like your mom.
That's right.
No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to?
Me lucky tater tots.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content. And subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at thisweekingeek. And check out our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. And if you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time. And remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Once you jack off to Japanese girls puking in each other's mouths, you can't exactly go back to Playboy.
What about the wiener?
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
The internet can be your window to the world.
or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.